Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hello, welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB. I'm John Bates. Thank you for listening. In May 22, the Animal Health and Welfare Pathway was launched. It's a long-term project co-designed by DEFRA and industry to support continual improvement in animal health and welfare. This year has also seen the gradual phasing out of subsidies between now and 2027. Here to talk about whether those two things are linked and what's behind the Pathway project is vet Dr. Mandy Neville from AHDB, Lauren Dimmock, a health and welfare scientist from AHDB, and Stuart Houston, who has been a co-designer of the Pathway working with DEFRA. Stuart, perhaps if I may, I'll come to you first. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the design of the Pathway.
I was a member of DEFRA's Animal Health and Welfare Board, which was supported by industry representatives as well as DEFRA senior colleagues. And it was when there was a challenge from ministers with regard to antimicrobial resistance that we pointed out that industry would respond to the challenge and reduce antibiotic use, but that unless we addressed the diseases for which the antibiotics were prescribed, we would inevitably reach a plateau. That led us to further discussions with Minister, and that was the start of the designing of the pathway.
Okay, and Stuart, which species are covered?
It currently covers cattle, sheep and pigs, and cattle includes dairy cattle and beef cattle.
Okay, and perhaps just in a sort of a fairly brief summary, can you set out exactly what the pathway is?
We decided at the outset to form a pig, a cattle and a sheep group, which was a combination of producers, vets, scientists and DEFRA colleagues to start to design the pathway. And one of the first things we decided to do was concentrate on an endemic disease that was financially and physically relevant to each of the sectors. So in the case of pigs, it was PERS. The group came to the conclusion that that was a key disease to either control or, if possible, eradicate. BVD in cattle, anthelmintic resistance in sheep, as well as screening for other sheep diseases. And they were designed by these joint groups with farmers in mind.
Okay, thank you. Mandy Neville, perhaps I could just turn to you now. So you're a vet and you work for AHDB. So what role are AHDB and you playing?
Well, as Stuart said, John, the whole industry have been involved in forming the pathway and identifying what needs to happen for the benefit of each of the sectors. So our expertise at AHDB has been used in each of the species sectors, and Lauren Dimmock, also on this podcast, has been involved in the PERS working group. I've been involved in the vet working group and the PERS and communications. So we've been having a number of different roles and helping DEFRA and the industries come up with what's going to have the greatest benefit for our levy payers. The pathway acknowledges that the stock person on the unit is probably the most important factor in improving health and welfare, and that won't be lost in the pathway.
Well, all of the chairs of the sector groups agree that this is about better and improved stockmanship, and we're all keen to see whether we can organise some further training around health and welfare for stock people and make it a more professional industry. And, you know, one of the things I keep saying to folk is we need to start thinking about the fact that we're food producers, not animal producers. That's the sort of change of attitude that we'll seek to try and embed in the pathway.
Okay, so just picking up on Mandy's prompt, let's bring in Lauren Dimmock. So, Lauren, welcome to the podcast. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, John. So I'm Lauren Dimmock, a health and welfare scientist at AHDB. I predominantly work on disease surveillance projects within AHDB, and I've been involved in looking at some of the priority diseases, some of the outputs for producers as part of the pathway design.
Okay, thank you. So with the uncertainty and the changes that farmers and farming in general is facing just at the moment, why do you see this project as helpful?
Well, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for, so firstly, it's the sort of first time that funding has really been available for farmers to make these changes to health and welfare actually on farm. So not only can you be part of a sort of industry-wide initiative, we're looking at specific funding available to target these, sort of to facilitate specific changes to target specific diseases, so such as PRRS, for example, and they will have really positive impacts on the overall industry. If we're looking at sort of reducing the disease burden within the pig sector as a whole, then pigs that are less challenged by disease will, you know, farmers will see other benefits such as improved feed conversion, improved welfare, perhaps reduced medicine use, and overall opportunities for their stockmen then in terms of training and helping their stockmen to achieve these and implement these changes, and also perhaps sort of generally more positive atmosphere to work in, seeing these results come into fruition.
Okay, so excellent. What you're suggesting is that there's a number of benefits and ways that farmers and I guess their animals can benefit.
Could I make a comment on that? Lauren's made a really good case there for the other reasons for the pathway and the other benefits on environment, productivity and welfare that will come out of it. But it's worth mentioning that this is the first time ever that government have invested in endemic diseases. They've always taken responsibility for exotic diseases, but it's the first time endemic diseases have come onto their radar. And it's a really important point to make because it's the best opportunity in decades to attack some of the endemic diseases that the industry has struggled with over the years.
Okay, so what exactly do you want pig producers to do?
Well, the pathway is going to start with what we're calling a vet review, and that will be paid for by DEFRA. And the review will include gathering information on individual producers and farmers' farms. At the same time, the vets will take samples to test for the status of the farm's disease levels, the diseases that were previously have listed, and come up with a plan which will feed into a national plan for, first of all, control and then eradication. Although, you know, the eradication side, all the vets tell me is a really difficult ask, but if we don't aim for it, we'll not get there.
Sure. So I guess people listening to this then, if they're interested and they want to understand a little bit more about the process, can you describe how the process works? And I mean, particularly, I guess, most relevance or of significant relevance in any event is how are the payments made? How is this paid for?
So first of all, in the early stages, the farmer will have to be registered for BPS. That will change as quickly as we can get the IT up to speed. So he will organise the vet visit and claim the payment back from the government. And the payment will cover the vet's time, the cost of testing, and hopefully there'll be some money left over to pay for the farmer's time in taking this opportunity to join the scheme.
So is this a one-off or is this an annual situation?
This will be an annual review, but there's going to be two separate bits of funding. There's the funding for the review itself, and then in 2023, there'll be money available to support farmers as they deliver the plan for the disease control. It's also worth mentioning probably, John, that a lot of these farmers have wanted to control PRRS for years, but they're not really able to unless their neighbours does and their neighbour's neighbour does. This is where the opportunity to work together is probably greater than the funding opportunity that's available.
Mandy, just to bring you back in, there seem to be lots of good reasons why pig producers and others that care for animals, why they should get involved. But from your perspective, what are the priorities, the most important things for you?
Well, I think increasing and or maintaining good biosecurity on units is absolutely paramount. By tackling PRRS, a lot of the mechanisms for reducing the chances of PRRS coming onto your farm or spreading within your farm revolve around good biosecurity principles. So I think the knock-on effects of doing that will be important. And I also think from a national perspective, if we want to make any inroads into PRRS control and, as Stuart alludes to, hopefully eventually eradication, it's imperative that that's done at a national level. I think also at this early stage, we're looking for a few pig producers who want to get involved and help us ensure that the vet review is absolutely fit for purpose. So we are seeking anybody that's interested to come forward, have a vet review and help us design the future for the pathway.
Okay. And Lauren, I should imagine that the levy payers that are listening to this are going to worry that they're alone, that they're going to have to sort of do this on their own. Is that really where you come in? Are there assets and materials that you can direct them towards?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're really aware there's a lot of information that producers are probably already collecting, or that they're keen to, you know, if they want to join initiatives and start collecting data. So it's more a case of helping them facilitate that, pull it all together. They're probably using quite a lot of the existing AHDB resources perhaps already to help them. So it's more a case of signposting them to those, and AHDB I think will be quite a key part there in helping communicate where those resources are and what they can do when and where, and help prevent any duplication, which I think is a key thing to save everybody time as they're getting involved.
And is it a case of going to the AHDB website, or, you know, talking to the cool AHDB knowledge exchange person? What would be your recommended route?
There's a pathway comms group, which I might hand over to Stuart to explain.
Yeah, we have a DEFRA comms group. Luckily, Mandy is a member of that group, and we're doing all we can to get the message out. Actually, this part of that message dissemination, we've got three farmers signed up now, one of whom happens to be my daughter-in-law, so there was a bit of arm twisting there, and we've one or two more in the offing. But I think it's worth mentioning that we're trying to do this against a backdrop of the worst 6 or 9 months that the pig sector has faced in all the time I've been involved in pig production. So it's understandable that producers have other priorities, but it's part of our job to look to the future. And we need to carry on trying to deliver the opportunities that this pathway will deliver in the future. John, that we're hoping to get these this beta testing done over the summer. It's a pretty simple process. We've got some training organised for the vets who are going to do it. There'll be 11 questions to answer, simple stuff, some of which is to help the farmer and the vet organise the plan, some of which is to help we who are involved at the centre in recognising where we're up to and creating a kind of benchmark. And then hopefully in the autumn, we'll multiply that out for another sort of 400 or 500 farmers, and then we'll be up and off from there.
Some levy payers have been concerned that the information collected at the vet farmer review will be used by DEFRA, and although there will be some basic information collected and some stored by DEFRA, I think it's important to stress that any of the conversations around any of the clinical components or the diseases on the farm will remain confidential between the vet and the farmer. Any of the other data will be anonymized and will be used, for example, on to identify the number of pigs that we've got in the country, that sort of thing, but not further than that.
Okay, so that's very helpful reassurance. Thank you. So that was a very quick overview of the animal health and welfare pathway. So if you've got any comments about this podcast or ideas for future episodes, you can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. AHDB want to hear from you. Thank you to my guests, Mandy Neville and Lauren Dimmock and Stuart Houston. This podcast was produced by Dami Oyinlola. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening. Are you enjoying our podcasts? Do you have ideas for future episodes, or would you like to tell your story on the podcast? You can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk to give your feedback, or visit the ahdb.org.uk/podcast area of the website to find out more and fill in our feedback questionnaire. AHDB wants to hear from you.